You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Indeed, we are ready to go on this Thursday afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello out in the Bahamas, and Mr. Matt Scraby returning from his hiatus for a day. And we got a short show for you. What's the team today?
Oh, it's a fantasy relevant matchup.
Fantasy
Bills
relevant.
Versus Texans.
Bills versus Texans. Now, why is this a fantasy?
Josh Allen?
Do you have him?
No, I'm just saying a lot of people probably have him.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's every week pretty much, though. That there's
but
at least
not on Thursday night.
Touche. Yeah, so Josh Allen. And who's he taking on again?
Texans without C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud is
who's he taking on again?
Does Tony watch games on like Thursday Night Football and need until the second quarter to figure out who's playing?
I'm just saying, like C.J. Stroud isn't playing, so it's like this Texan team though does have the one like number one defense in the league.
They
so.
Definitely do. They're pretty good there.
Chris, how I kind of know already how your day, how your travel was, given a text message
yes.
last night. You guys, on the flip side of that, listening on the air, will get a chance to hear it in detail at the overtime, or during our overtime on YouTube.
Yes.
So, as you mentioned, Tony, I'm in the Bahamas, and suffice to say that when you hear the overtime segment today of Gwynn and Chris on YouTube, Scraby knows all the details, how to download that and listen to it later. But you will all discover the fact that I wasn't aware that the Bahamas is not part of the United States of America.
So. I mean, you were the guy who was giving us a state quiz the other day, and you didn't even know the Bahamas was in
international waters? Both of you guys are struggling with maps a little bit. I mean, Scraby with his North Dakota line the other day.
Can we just let that go, okay?
No, I don't think we're ever going to let that go. As much as we didn't let go Hungary, we definitely can't let go
that is true.
North Dakota.
I mean, I've been hearing the word Hungary for like 5 years now.
Nonetheless.
I overlooked the fact that I would need a certain document to travel to the Bahamas, and that caused a little, caused an embarrassing situation for me last night to kick off our travel. But
I would be furious with you. Just let me say that.
You would be.
The rule follower Scraby would be upset, not a surprise.
I would be
at
ready
all.
To go, and then to have the audacity to do what he did. Like crazy.
Just so people on YouTube can see what a rough life I'm leading today. That's the view behind me over my shoulder of the amazing Atlantis Resort here in the Bahamas. So anyway, I'm having a good day. My camera's a little dark. I apologize for that.
Your camera's not dark. You're just facing the sun. So you're just... That's
no, the sun's behind me. What do you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly. I've learned because.
Right, so if I go the other way, you think it'll be better?
Turn some lights on you.
Yeah,
room,
or
yeah.
Turn left or right. Let the sun hit. The sun's rays need to hit your face.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's. I hate to tell you this, but the I don't know, they're not big on lights in this particular
They're not big on lights.
I got to tell you, every light in the room is on right now, and it's not brightening up the situation very much.
So oh, my gosh.
I'll try to get that a little better for you. But, yeah, it's great. We had a great trip, and I'm obviously really happy and lucky to be here. And glad I could join you guys and do the show today.
Got to say,
fun.
I got to give you some props, Chris. It's been pretty smooth too. I mean, typically, and you kind of hit on this yesterday. Scraby kind of has a love hate thing with you in this equipment, and you actually now being able to command it yourself.
Yeah,
you kind of take some of the power away from him and
steals my thunder.
He can't really be as bossy as he normally is.
We had a big discussion on this yesterday, Scraby, at the end of the show, whether you would actually really want me to be able to hook up the equipment, because as Tony says, if I don't hook up the equipment, then you can just be angry and feisty and mad all day.
But which he
usually
is.
I gave you nothing to be angry about this time because I got everything hooked up nicely.
Believe it or not, guys, I don't like to be feisty and angry all the time.
That's a surprise to us.
I don't. I don't.
That's a surprise to us.
I don't at all. So do I feel better that Chris can do it? I'm starting to get to that place because I would not sleep the night before knowing that we were going to have a battle.
He would be projecting the 24 hours prior to the actual setup.
That's true.
He would already be picking fights, be mad at things that he shouldn't be mad about. So, Chris, I, for one, am happy that you're able to do it because...
You know, another thing about this, Tony, when the person you're trying to, and believe it or not, I would actually be trying to please my producer, Mr. Scraby, by setting the equipment up correctly. Okay, so when that person you're trying to please is convinced you're going to screw up, that doesn't give you a lot of confidence. And so I would also have a lot of nervousness and you know, be concerned about everything before I would get hooked up on these road trips. So I put a lot of that on Scraby for making me feel
wait,
that
wait,
way.
Wait. It's my fault, Tony.
Yeah, because you didn't support me at all.
Okay, I did support you. I showed you how to do everything.
You'd be like, here's how you do it, but don't worry, I know you'll screw it up. That's how you would send me out the door.
You kind of would send him out like that.
Chris has
maybe not in those words, but you definitely would send him out like that.
Yeah, I'm not the nicest person when someone can't figure out something so technologically simple.
There he is, a little
not
pot
the nicest person. But I will say, Chris has got this whole thing down well. Now, him and Kirk Kenny need to figure out, like, fake news and also
don't blame me for that.
No,
that
it wasn't
all
you.
On Kirk.
No, I'm saying you were texting the group chat thinking it was me and Tony.
I think he did have that
Kirk,
part.
But Kirk definitely fell for the Fugazi today.
I mean, that's more your lay.
Falling for fake news?
Yes.
Oh, well, I didn't fall for this one.
You didn't, thankfully.
No. I didn't. But we were all like,
hey,
whoa.
I thought we were going to have the best talk show ever today. There was a parody account that, part of the reason why we thought it was going to be lit was because of TCU was involved.
Yeah,
and, you know,
the
show before us and Mr.
That just
Brake.
Spices it up a lot.
There was a parody account, basically, that said the head coach from TCU took money to get his doors blown off in that national championship game. And it kind of did a little more, I should say Kirk did a little more research, realized it was not a real account. But, man, I thought we were going to have a great little short show.
Kirk thought he really turned us on to a big item.
For a second there, he did.
Look at this, guys. The TCU coach has been accused of throwing games to, you know, make money for gambling. This is going to blow college football wide open. But at least I actually think it's a good thing that that's not true.
No, I was going to say, upon further review, I'm happy that that's not the case.
Yeah, I was already thinking when I read it, I got on the freeway, I was like, what does this mean? I'm like, this means sports is going to have to distance themselves from the gambling. Yeah,
psych.
And then I get to the stoplight when I get down here and I see that it was fake. And I'm like, just wasted the last 15 minutes of my time.
I want to remind everybody, make sure you're listening around 4:20. Remember, we get the short show today. So around 4:20, we'll announce today's biggest fan chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padre game with all the staff catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. A few things went down in sports yesterday and some new things today. Let's start with last night, Chris. UConn, about 90 minutes before the game, found out their big man was not going to be available for the game, and the Wildcats of Arizona basically exploited that all night. And you know, our man, Mr. Hurley, was not happy. He said
he ripped the stat sheet up.
He said his team got punked.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, you don't use that word too often these days, but that's what he felt like. His team got beat. And on the flip side, the Arizona Wildcats, who are one of the least efficient 3-point shooting teams, understood the task and went to the paint all day long. They get a 71-67 win on the road against UConn. Yeah. So, Chris, I don't know if you got a chance to see much of the game. I saw little pieces of it, but Arizona just took it to them, man. They were more physical, and that's not ordinarily the thing with a UConn team.
First of all, let me say that I did not get a chance to see the game, but make no mistake, Tony, when UConn loses a game, which they did, I find a way to get a clip of the press conference after the game.
I'm sure.
I really don't care about the game. You know, it's a November game. You know, UConn and Arizona are both going to be there at the end, regardless of who won last night. So I just wanted to see Dan Hurley's reaction. And you know, look, Dan Hurley's got to start realizing to a certain extent that he's almost becoming a parody of himself. And it's becoming to the point now where I'm almost thinking, Tony and Scraby, you're kind of, you know, think of along these lines sometimes. I almost feel like he feels like he has to do something stupid now when they lose a game, because that's what we're all expecting. And last night he did. He ripped up the score sheet. Okay, that's fine. But then he was asked about the game, and you could see the look on his face was like, okay, who wants to ask me a question? Because I'm going to tear it up. He was like kind of daring somebody. And then somebody finally asked him kind of a meek question, you know, about the game and how his kids played. And he went on to talk about how they fought pretty hard because they didn't have their big man. But he also went on to finish by saying, I will lose sleep because we should have bleeping beat one of the best teams in the nation. And he swore, and he, you know, I mean, this is, it's okay if it's organic, but I don't think it's organic anymore with Dan Hurley. I really don't. I feel like he thinks he needs to do stuff like this because it's what we're all expecting. And it's time that he grows up a little bit. Let's be honest.
Do you want to hear a little bit from him?
Yeah,
well, I mean, you might have to bleep
actually,
it all out.
No, we're going to have to go to break and hear from him on the other side.
Let's do that. I thought that he actually struck the right chord. I didn't think it was...
Interesting.
I didn't think it was over the top like oftentimes I feel like it is. I thought, based on the way that his team typically plays, if you watch, I don't know, 10 minutes of that game, you knew that he was not going to be happy by the physicality that his team did not meet. And so I thought he actually... for his standards, was measured. You know, I could do it out the curse words, but and as you said, it does come off as not organic sometimes. But I think that's just kind of
yeah. It's mainly why I wanted to do it after the break, because I need to bleep out all the curse words.
You're gonna need to bleep some stuff out. Yeah.
So let's get to break now. Let's give Scraby a little time to clean up Dan, and we'll have more Gwen and Chris on the other side.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, welcome back, Gwen and Chris. Sorry, everybody. You lose the view behind me here at the Bahamas, but I do think we lit up a little bit better. So maybe it was better when I was kind of dark, guys. I don't know. Talking to the people who are watching the show on the YouTube chat, which is something you can do, obviously, if you're not yet aware of that. We're on YouTube, so if I know you're driving, you're not watching, but... when you're home listening to the show, make sure you call it up there on YouTube. Go to Church Gwynn and Chris, and you can watch the show. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, as we get rolling here on a short Thursday show. The Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans getting ready for the Thursday night football game to kick off Week 12 of the NFL. And Dan Hurley, the mild-mannered coach of the UConn Huskies, kind of leading off our show today, and we'll get to some of his comments if you missed them from last night's game. Real quick, though, Tony, I know you weren't here yesterday, Scraby, and maybe you wanted to even say something about it since you didn't get the chance. But, Tony, we're one day, you know, now removed from the passing of our friend Randy Jones, and I just wanted to say that, you know, first of all, kudos to you and you know, the show yesterday and, you know, everybody who contributed. I thought, you know, trying to, you know, really hitting the right chord on talking about, you know, the life and times of Randy, and Ted Leitner was on and Jesse was on with us yesterday. But I don't know if you, Tony, saw the same thing I did. Really a remarkable outpouring of love and support for Randy the last 24 hours. Everywhere I went, Twitter, Facebook, wherever it was. You know, everybody who came in contact with Randy Jones, and all of it was heartfelt. And it made me feel, you know, kind of a little tug at my heart, just the fact to know the real kind of impact this man had on everybody, and, you know, how deeply he's going to be missed. And
you know what I saw? You know, Sorry.
Go ahead, Scrib. I don't know if you wanted to say, you knew Randy, of course.
Yeah,
You really get a chance to say anything.
I'm happy to say something about Randy. A couple things about him. Number one, I was going through TMZ Sports for a segment later, and they had an article posted about him with different pictures through the years. And so I thought that was awesome that TMZ even recognized Randy yesterday. But Randy... there's one thing about Randy that stood out to me, and he didn't know who I was. He didn't need to know who I was, but he knew my name every single time I saw him. And then we kind of got to know each other a little bit better over the years. And then I did the pregame with him. He used to come on the show for like 10 minutes before a Padres game. And Randy was always awesome to me. Randy was awesome to everyone. And I remember the times that we saw him at spring training and he was walking around in his uniform and he was all like pumped up about it. And
it would be pretty funny because all the real players didn't even have their full uniforms on.
Exactly.
But Randy, he took the opportunity to put his full uni on.
He did. Yeah. He did. And I just can't thank Randy enough for making me feel like someone in a world where, you know, he doesn't have to recognize me when I'm, you know, starting out in radio. He doesn't have to remember my name, but he did, and I think that's awesome. And this one hurt. Like, we've lost a lot of good people here in San Diego in 2025. Bryce Miller, Scott Miller, yeah. And now Randy. And I'm sorry if I'm forgetting anyone else, but it's been a tough year in that regard.
Yeah, Randy had a great way of very similar to your dad, Tony, but Randy had a great way of making everybody feel like they were the most important person in the room. And that is a real gift that that we were all lucky to be a part of. All right, so now let's go from Randy to a guy that doesn't necessarily make everybody feel like they're the most important person in the room. And that is Mr. Hurley. I think you're right, Tony. What he said after the game last night and some of the swearing and some of the stuff and his antics and tearing up the score sheet and all that, in a lot of ways, it was light work for him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we expect him to be a little even more cantankerous. And, you know, but again, I think maybe you can listen for yourself. Scraby, I think, has a clip or something. And I just think it's time that he kind of get with the program. He's made his point that he demands a lot out of his players, and he's made his point that, you know, he's a really good coach. I think, you know, maybe last year, was it last year that he went to, was it Creighton, and they booed him off the floor, remember? And then he said, look at my ring, as he was, you know.
I don't know if it was Creighton or not, but I do remember him doing the look at the ring. Was it the official he told that he was a champion?
No, I think he was telling the. I think he told the fans as he was walking off the court.
No,
with a victory.
I believe he did tell an official, like, I'm a you can't bleeping call, champion.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, he could turn up like big time. Like, this
real
is
quick.
Light work for him last
night.
Yeah,
do you guys want the slightly for him, slightly unhinged clip first, or do you want the more?
Give us the slightly unhinged first, and then give us the coach speak.
Okay, so a reporter was actually trying to ask him a question, and he shot death stare daggers through his eyes at this reporter. And then it's going to start with him just tearing up the stat sheet, just tearing it down the middle. There it goes.
Sometime around.
There it goes. He's going to start.
2 a.m., 3, 4:30 a.m., I'm going to wake up and I'm going to think it was just a nightmare, you know, that like, and then finally when I'm up and just kind of starting to move around, but I'm feeling half dead at around 7:30, 8 o'clock, I'm going to realize, yeah, that we just blew a chance to beat one of the best teams down two studs, and in a game that we were down 13 and wobbling. You know, our people got to get our guys healthy and on the court so that we could be the team that we're all really high on. It just tonight sucked.
So that's his.
I didn't hear that part, Tony, about taking a pretty decent shot at his training staff and his people like that for not getting his guys healthy. That was something you don't hear a lot of coaches say. We got to get our people ready. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're early in the season. And clearly, they got some injuries. A loss like this can make you sound as frustrated as he sounded. But I think in the end, the clip that Scraby's going to play here was ultimately what he was really irritated about.
I mean, again, it sucks. You know, and Taris being out, that, like, we should have been minus 10 on the glass today. I mean, we got punked. We punked out. It's going to be a bad film session coming out of here where there are people. There's a street fight going on in the paint. And, you know, men can't watch fights, you know, man, you can't stand on the outside, you know, when your buddies are in a fight, you know, you get in the fight, you don't stand on the periphery of the fight. And I think we see a lot of clips where guys were, you know, not in the fight with their teammates.
I got to say, while we were on break, Scraby was playing this, and He was commenting that this is just bad advice. Like, why would he want his guys to go into a fight? They would get in trouble. Like,
I thought they were going
to
be suspended.
Telling guys to go fight. Yeah.
Well, because
maybe you got to be a hockey coach, Scrape.
On the screen, they were showing like a scuffle between two guys, and I was like, was there a fight? And these guys ran away.
Except
or something?
He didn't ask if there was a fight. He just was like, why is he telling these guys to fight?
I think my quote was, this is terrible advice.
It's great. He's not talking about a real fight. Like, it's you know, he's kind of using it as a metaphor.
Can I add something to his comment there about guys going in and getting in, being a part of the fight? For some reason last night, Tony, at the airport in San Diego, they had a channel on that I'd never seen before. Not like, you know, an ESPN or one of those. But it was a weird channel. And anyway, they were showing the fourth quarter of the Bulls game against the Trailblazers. Again, why, I don't know. But obviously, I wanted to watch it. And Portland made an incredible comeback in this game in the fourth quarter. And the reason they did is because of their center, Donovan Klingon. You know, remember this guy?
Oh,
Seven foot.
Yeah, he's massive.
Yeah.
Totally dominated the Aztecs in the championship game. We had no answer for him the next year in the Sweet 16. Tony, he had about 23 rebounds in this game.
Wow.
And he was getting every loose ball. And he was diving on the floor, making plays, out-hustling Vukovic and the rest of them. And now that you bring this clip up with Dan Hurley, right, this is where those things are born.
Yeah.
You know, a coach like that having an effect on a kid who now is in the NBA and understands that's what you have to do to get
right,
the ball.
Right. Like, there's, and that's what he's talking about in terms of there's a fist fight down there, right? There's just,
right.
There's a physicality that is expected. And quite frankly, if you're an Aztec, you saw this type of physicality when they played UConn in those two years. And that's ultimately what I think he was pissed off about. Now, we know Dad can get in his feels and just launch off of the platform. And
when you're walking around your room at 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, and you realize we just lost to one of the best teams.
In
the, man, you bleep it, blew it.
Oh, I can just imagine him being a psychopath walking around his house.
Excuse me, can we bring our trainer into the room? Sir, you got to get our people ready to play.
Yeah, I do like that shot at the
get
trainer.
Get me an athletic trainer who can get somebody ready to play.
Yeah,
wow.
No doubt.
That was
no
harsh.
Doubt.
That is harsh.
Harsh.
All right.
All right. By the way, I only mentioned the Bulls game so that I could get to this, Tony. Vukovic got the last laugh, though, hit the three-pointer at the buzzer to win the game.
I saw that.
I'm sure you might have seen that clip. It was a hell of a shot.
Your team is finding ways to win some games after a little bit of a hot start and in a kind of a lull. They've won a couple here.
Well, we're a little bit better and on our NBA thing so far, so we're happy. And tomorrow night, Scraby, we're back to play in the NBA Cup, so I know you'll be happy about that.
Can't wait.
Can't wait, baby.
Can't wait. It's one of the
all right. Gwen and Chris is underway. Ever. We got the short show today. Scrape, did I hear we're going to do
Big Five? Is
Big
next.
Five a little early today?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So Big Five coming up next. Scrape, you'll fill us in on everything else happening as we count down to Thursday Night Football on Gwen and Chris 97.3 The Fan.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
2:36 on this Thursday afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello out in the Bahamas, looking across at Atlantis, the resort out in Bahamas.
Always wanted to go here. It looks amazing.
It looks nice. I really haven't been out of the room much. I've been sleeping all day to catch up on the overnight flight, but I will certainly have time to get out and about, and I'm very happy and fortunate to be here, guys. No question.
We actually have aviation news in the Big Five that I'm excited for you guys to talk about.
Aviation news, huh?
Yeah, it ties into sports, I promise.
Did the Wright brothers come up with a new invention? You're finally on to something?
I don't know. I was going to make a joke, but I can't even figure out what the joke was, so I'm not going to.
This hour of Sports Talk is brought to you by SD Collectibles. Get ready, sports and Pokemon collectors. SD Collectible Card Show is back at Liberty Station with over 100 vendor tables this Saturday and Sunday. Find sports cards, Pokemon, memorabilia, and more. Visit SDCollectibles.com for info. That's SDCollectibles.com. Scrabe, your Big Five ready to roll?
Yes, it is.
Let's get to it.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get right into it because...
Number five.
The Tigers, the Detroit Tigers, have a very important decision to make this offseason, and it's all in regards to Tarek Skubal, their pitcher. He is under team control for one more season, and by the end of 2026, will have won two of the last three AL Cy Youngs, and he still could win for a third straight year, but ESPN presented options for the Tigers in their front office, and Tony's going to be up first. So, Tony, listen to these options, please. You're going to pick one at the end. A, do you trade Tarek Skubal this offseason and get some guys back and, you know, jettison him early on? B, do you wait until deadline time, see what kind of offers you get? Or C, keep him all year and try to extend him but take the draft pick if and when he leaves? Which option would you go with, A, B, or C? Would you trade him in the offseason? Would you hold on to the deadline? Or would you keep him all year and hope he comes back?
I do not believe Detroit is... Who's the owner of Detroit? Is this still the Lich?
I think it's the little... Yeah, I was going to say Little Caesar owns it. I'm going to look up, Tony. Illich.
Yeah, Illich, right. I think they got loot, dog. I think you go ahead. Listen, I'm old enough. Remember, not that long ago, they went out after already having Miguel Cabrera and Justin Verlander and who was the catcher? Martinez. Good catcher. Victor Martinez. They went out and they signed Prince Fielder to a huge deal. What happened? I know the elder statesman of the ownership passed away, but it's still Little Caesars we're talking about. Got them everywhere.
Pizza.
Why not sign Scooble?
That's a great question.
Why not? We've seen the Detroit Tigers spin big in the past, and it was fruitful. They got to the World Series a couple times. Are we going a different route now? What happened? And so, you know, this is one of those examples. Like, Detroit is not a Pirates or any one of these other small market teams that just has never spent money.
What are you talking about? The Pirates are about to sign Kyle Schwarber.
Well, if they do that, I'll take it back. I promise. I'll take it back. But
Scraby, you missed it yesterday. We talked about that story with the Pirates. If they truly are in on Kyle Schwarber, then that proves what we've been saying all along, is that they had the money and they just weren't using it.
That's a very good point.
Right.
That's a very good point.
And so, you know, I think ultimately what'll get done is they'll probably move them for a few pieces. I think this is an organization that I think should go out, keep their guy, build around him.
Interesting.
You know?
Did not expect that from
him. If it was Tampa, fine. Yes, I would have picked one of those three without even getting to this point. If it was the Guardians, fine.
The Rockies?
They would have paid...
Yeah, he's never going to spend money again after paying Chris Bryant. Right. He learned a lesson there.
He's done spending money ever again. Ultimately it'll be, was it A that they...
C would be they keep him and try to extend him and give him money
C.
and all that.
Yeah, do that.
All right, Chris, what do you think, A, B, or C? Trade him in the offseason.
Be the American League Padre version.
There you go. B, you wait till the deadline, see what you can get, or C... is what Tony would do. You would keep him and try to retain him long term.
I want it to be understood that I would always want my team to do C.
Yeah.
Every time. Like, never even think twice about it. And I want to go back to something you read, I think, a couple days ago in the chat, Scraby, where you had said Tony and I were talking about Michael King and Dylan Cease, because they didn't accept their qualifying offers. And somebody wrote in, you know, you guys are, you know, blah, 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 and you should be criticizing the Padres for not being smart enough to get rid of those guys and when we could have got something for them. Mm. And I just don't, even if you think that's true, I don't like running my team that way. I don't like trading somebody at a deficit because I'm worried that I won't be able to keep them. I want my star players on my team playing for me. So I just, you know, I think this is what the Tigers should definitely do with Scooble. Try to figure out a way to keep this guy. He is a game changer. He's a franchise changing player. Why would I ever let this guy go if I don't have to? So I'm always willing to take that chance. And I understand that I wouldn't get as much in return, but I still think I'm doing right by my fans to have him play for another year at least.
I mean, if you're not especially if you're Detroit, if you're not like a top revenue sharing team, you're going to get picks for it anyway when he leaves.
That's true. All right. We'll see what happens. Number four. Here's the aviation question, guys. According to reports, the NFL is monitoring the developing market that is supersonic jet travel to Europe. Why, you may ask? They want to establish an international division in Europe and have no complaints about the time it takes to travel there.
Who's
problem?
This?
The NFL,
of course.
Problem is the traveling party averages around 200 people for these teams, but the new planes, the supersonic planes, only fit about 60 to 80. So that's a big problem. They're going to have to take like three planes there. The other problem is no one knows where four new teams are going to come from. Adding four new teams at once would be difficult. Some think a few American teams may relocate overseas. Chris, will you feel any type of way if the NFL takes established American teams and moves them to Europe?
Yes. However.
I knew the however was coming.
If the Berlin Bears are playing...
Wait, there's the Chicago Bears and the Berlin Bears?
Yeah.
No, the Chicago Bears are moving.
Okay.
No, I know. I'm joking. If the Berlin, okay, the Berlin Bearcats, if the Berlin Bearcats are playing the, you know, well, give me another team. Whatever.
I'll say the Madrid Bulls.
Thank you. And the game is being carried by the Red Zone channel. I'll be watching. And so will you. I do care about the players' health and safety, but it ultimately doesn't affect me. And I think the NFL is thinking along the same lines. Said this before. They put a team or a game on Mars, and they can play it, and they can show it on Red Zone, and Scott Hansen can tell me what's going on. I'm going to be interested in it. So I don't think they should do this, but it's not going to completely shock me anymore if the NFL does try this.
Tony, would you feel some type of way if the NFL takes an established American team and moves them to Europe?
Yes. I don't think it's going to work, personally. I don't think the thing that drives the NFL is that Americans are absolutely bonkers over it. I don't know that that's going to be the case in any of the European places they've been. This America drives the National Football League in ways that it doesn't drive any of the other sports.
The NBA, you could say, like, China might drive it because there's a ton of fans in China.
I think baseball and the NBA do the international thing better than the NFL does. The NFL is going over there and people will show up to the game. But it's one thing to show up to one game a year versus
paying for season tickets.
Right. And so I don't think it's...
I disagree.
I don't think it's... You disagree. Okay.
Okay, let's go.
No, I want Tony to finish his point. I don't want to interrupt him.
I just don't think ultimately, whether they try it or not, it's going to work. Because I don't think that... I believe that the Americans push this sport to the levels that it feels like it could be international.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I would love to see it work. But I don't think it will. Chris? Actually, I wouldn't love to see it work because I don't really watch none of those games.
I don't want
to
watch.
I got to get up at 6 a.m. to watch.
I don't need to see the Phoenix, you know, Cardinals or Arizona Cardinals move to London. Like, I don't
the
need
lug
to...
and the London Juggernauts.
Sounds some fake team from a video game. Chris, what were you going to disagree with?
Well, I'm not disagreeing that Tony's right that the fan interest wouldn't be the same, but I'm going to push back on his notion that the fans drive the NFL, the sport. Honestly, I still think gambling drives the sport. And I know they're not going to ever admit it, but as long as you can gamble on a game, they can put it anywhere and we're going to show interest.
I can get with that. I can get with that gambling also drives the NFL. But is gambling as marketable elsewhere in other countries
yes.
as it is here?
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy.
In London or like in England when I went there, it was horse racing, all this
then
other stuff.
Then there's you're saying there's a chance.
They're fanatical about it, Tony.
They are. I mean, they're way more into it than we are.
Okay.
Well, I can't say that for sure. But
right. But I don't know what you can bet on during a soccer match, but I know they do it.
Yeah.
They're nuts over there. The books.
Wimbledon is a huge betting day for people.
All of it.
But
is that enough to sustain a team being in a place?
Well, no, because all your customers are going to be broke, and so you don't have any more money. I mean, I just think it's wrong to uproot an American franchise and put it
in
Europe. Like, that may get me to stop watching the NFL.
If you want to, it's one thing to build some teams out there, but to take one from the States and put it there, I think would be out of
bounds. I mean, it would be impossible to expansion.
Are you going to really miss Jacksonville, Tony? You're not going to miss Jacksonville. I don't care.
I think you are alien. I think Americans would, as a whole, be upset. Not just the people in Jacksonville. I think the Americans as a whole would be pissed if you took it, especially right now. You took a team,
we're America,
and moved it to
Europe. Tell me you wouldn't want to send the Spanos clan to Warsaw for a few seasons.
I don't think Warsaw is being looked at as a new expansion city, but I think you said I think it was like Berlin, Madrid, Paris, I believe,
what
and also London.
Are we on, by the way,
number four, guys. Number four.
Number three.
Nick Sirianni.
This was too good of a question is what it was.
Thank you. I knew it was going, and it all started with aviation. By the way, the Concorde flight, I always wanted to take one of those as a kid. Obviously, they retired the plane. You can't do it anymore. But getting to Europe from New York in like 3.5 hours would be pretty darn cool. Pretty darn cool. All right, Nick Sirianni.
It would be just the luck of the Chargers organization that they would move to Warsaw and they would have their first parade down the main streets of Warsaw.
That would be funny.
After they win their first Super Bowl.
And they're like, we've always loved you, Warsaw. We've been here forever. Nick Sirianni, head coach of the Eagles. This is his quote on report of internal criticism about Jalen Hurts. Don't know if you guys talked about this yesterday, but quote, "When there's not a name on it, I don't put a lot of credence into that. Obviously, it's not good for me to read anything. I don't necessarily believe everything that's being written. I just don't. I've been around long enough to know that, so I don't give a lot of credence when there's not a name. Again, just don't fall into the trap of believing everything you see or read." End quote. So that's Sirianni. Stephen A. Smith said, "It's not the media talking about the Eagles and things. It's the Eagles team itself." So Tony,
you don't need to put a name on the criticism of Jalen Hurts. Don't we all know it's coming from AJ Brown?
Right. This was a good conversation too. I watched this one this morning.
Okay, so the question is, do you think there's trouble in Philly?
I mean, I guess it depends on what you deem as trouble, right? I mean, I think it's not the media. The media is the ones asking the question, but when somebody is reporting stuff and they have sources, we talk about this often.
Yeah, yeah.
It's coming from inside the building.
Right. From AJ Brown.
AJ hasn't hid his feelings though. You know what I'm saying? So we know AJ is saying something, but the sources that don't want to put their name behind it are also coming from that building. Now, whether they have an argument, I think is a tough one. I mean, they are 8-2.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
They're
it's
8-2. I grant you that it hasn't been pretty all the time. The offense hasn't clicked on all cylinders. But do you need it to click on all cylinders right now? Don't you want to be building towards the back end of the season and be kind of hitting your stride?
Yeah.
So you still have time, and you're 8-2.
Yeah.
And it seems like, I feel like if this had been anybody else but Jalen Hurts, we'd be talking about, wow, despite them not looking good, they are 8-2 leading the NFC right now. But, you know, it's a tough one because I understand A.J. Brown is an elite wide receiver and he should want the ball and he should be banging his fist down on the table that he's not getting it. But at the same time, your team is winning.
Yeah, of course.
And no one is. And notice the coaches aren't upset.
No,
it seems like it's AJ Brown and then whoever else is piling on and not wanting to put their name on.
AJ Brown single handedly cost me my game against Chris on Sunday in fantasy football because
they
forced him the ball 11 targets. Devontae Smith got like 3 targets and like a catch. Because he was crying about his play time. And
yeah, Devonta Smith should be the one crying.
He doesn't say anything.
No, but he gets plays. The ball. Maybe that's why. Chris.
The squeaky oil.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Squeaky wheel, yeah. Doesn't Jalen Hurts the reigning MVP of the Super Bowl?
Yes.
So I just think the guy's a really good quarterback. I honestly feel like they're making stuff up. The media's not making it up. But the people criticizing Jalen Hurts are making it up. I don't see really a whole lot of fall off in his play, other than that statistically, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith don't put up as big a numbers as they used to do. But
yeah, guys,
as you said, Tony, who cares? They win every game.
Here's the other thing. They have a running back that was averaging like 6.5 yards a carry. He's averaging like 3-4. I haven't heard Saquon say anything.
Well, he should because he's killing my fantasy too.
I'm sure you
another
want, I'm sure
killing
you want
your
him
team.
To.
Shouldn't. I shouldn't
so
have drafted
my
him.
Point is, maybe it's not just about Jalen Hurts. I mean, they're not running it as well as they did last year.
No, the offensive line's not the
same. They're beat up. And yet they're 8-2, and like we're having this conversation,
know,
it feels like every week now.
I know this wasn't on the fans, but I know the fans probably feel this way too, that it's boring, all this other stuff. This just proves to me that you can win a championship and you gain nothing. You gain nothing from your fans.
You get no benefit of the doubt.
The next spring training or spring camp, they're like, hey, what are you guys going to do right now? Yeah, yeah, exactly. All
right, I'm going to make a proclamation right now. When the Dolphins win the Super Bowl, they can go 0-17 the next year.
All right, okay.
We'll finish the Big Five on the other side.
All right.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.